how 860 dams could protect the valley. The Calder Valley has suffered more than most of Yorkshire from catastrophic flooding events in recent years. Weather systems such as Storm Desmond in 2015 preyed on the area's unique topography to wreak havoc in towns such as Hebden Bridge, Todmorden and Mytheroyd at the bottom of the steep-sided valleys. Yet the impact of the extreme weather has helped to raise awareness of the effects of land management has on increasing flood risk and spurred landowners and members of the public alike to take action. The National Trust are one of the biggest landowners in the Calder Valley, along with Yorkshire Water, and they have begun working with volunteer groups Slow the Flow to install natural flood mitigation measures at sites such as Hardcastle Crags, Hebden Water and Gorpal Reservoirs. Over 800 leaky dams have been built in woodland and on open moorland, varying in size but with the same purpose, to slow down the flow of rainfall and avoid sudden deluges onto the settlements below. Project manager Rosie Holdsworth attributes its successful completion in part to the high levels of interest in environmental issues in the notorious eco-conscious Calder Valley, with large numbers of volunteers coming forward. Flooding is a massive issue in the Calder Valley, and we're very aware that there is a lot of work we can do to reduce the risk. The dam building has been so successful that we want to expand it across our land and Yorkshire Water's land holdings. The causes of flooding are complex and it's difficult to pinpoint one particular factor as being responsible. Soil erosion, the degradation of vegetation, loss of tree cover all contribute. But we have steep-sided valley and huge uplands that just funnel rainfall down them really quickly. It's about playing around with the ground cover and tinkering with the things we can control. The leaky dams are designed to hold small volumes of water over relatively short periods of time, between 12 and 24 hours, to reduce the peak of water and flatten the curve before it is released down the valley. Although each structure makes only a small contribution to the effort, with 860 now in operation, they will have a cumulative effect. We've been really heartened by the support. People around here are quite aware of the issues around the environment, and they have felt the impacts of flooding on a personal level. They want to do something themselves to help, and we've channeled that enthusiasm in a positive way.